It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in interior Alaska. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now for your hosts, Kirk Maynard and Jamie Napolsky.
Hi, Jamie Napolsky.
Hi, Kirk Maynard. So good to be in the studio.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Where were you?
Oh my gosh, I was in Las Vegas.
Tell the audience.
I was in Las Vegas. It was freaking awesome.
Now, I saw a picture on Facebook of you panhandling. What happened?
Yes, I lost all my money. I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get home? I gambled my tickets. I was like, oh, desperation.
But you're alive.
I'm alive. Before we get started, let's do a shout out to everybody that helped with Luke Day.
What's Luke Day?
So Luke Day is a big fundraiser that all Next Homies do across the United States to give back, because our team mascot is, of course, a French bulldog, but it's a bulldog that's a rescue that was a big part of our
culture. Like, yeah.
Culture. Mm-hmm. It saved one of our members through cancer, and so it's been a big part of our foundation.
Yeah.
And so every year, all of our brokerages give back some way, somehow, to rescues or animal groups. It doesn't have to be a rescue. It's just some way of giving back to animals. A couple years ago, we gave back to, I want to say,
Canine Companions?
Yep. So, again, they do all sorts of things. We have merch that money goes toward different foundations. They've sponsored police dogs. Yeah. But this year we chose to work with Forget Me Not Animal Rescue and Best Friends Animal Rescue. But we really want to give a shout out to Cold Spot for donating baskets, the Gold Panners for helping with that. MSR Properties.
Melissa Sue Richardson.
Yep, for giving back to allow for the Airbnb tickets. Yeah. And then, of course, KFAR for helping us with our marketing and putting it on the radio.
Yes.
And then everybody that came out, even though it had to have been one of the nicest Alaskan days. So
God,
we know
it was hot.
Yes, but there's so much nice stuff going on, and we know that there was so many different events. So for those of you that stopped by, we did our drawing. It's on Facebook. We'll be contacting the winners of the baskets to let them know that they won. And so we just really want to say a big shout out and a big thank you. We raised a couple hundred dollars, or more than a couple hundred, but we raised money for both of those foundations. We'll be making sure the money gets to them this week. And then, of course, anytime we can give back to different charities, especially the animal rescue. If you have not followed along Woody's story, he got me so bad. He's one of the, I think, 26. He's the only husky that survived the horrific starvation story out of Wasilla. It's just really, really bad.
No, the story, I didn't met Woody.
Yeah, so Woody is a husky, and I have been following along. It was just really weird. My husband was telling me about it, and then, of course, Forget Me Not was the one that brought him here, and I think he's currently with a foster. And then I keep wanting to email her and say foster fail. But I've been following his story, and I think what I love about rescues is, and especially not that they're not all fantastic, but what I've really loved about Forget Me Not is she really brings in some of these really hard cases that I feel like in other circumstances, a lot of these animals would be put down, just because some of them are really big medical cases.
Right.
And I think, again, if I could say anything to anybody, $5 goes a long way.
Yeah.
So if you can't do anything, and you right now we're not in a spot where we can rescue, just because I don't feel like our dogs would welcome having another dog in the house, and I don't want jealousy and that kind of stuff. But anytime I'm able to open my wallet or give some of the proceeds from a sale of a house, or any of the extra money that we have to help with some of these medical cases, even if you only have a dollar or $5, it really just goes a long way to help pay for some of these things. So think about that, or a way that you can get involved. But we just wanted to say a big shout out and a thank you.
Nice, Jamie.
To those that helped us with that day. And so again, and then property management was all there. I mean, not that our whole team wasn't there, but property management was there as well. So
Yeah.
If you are looking for a property manager or you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm just done running my own properties, please give a call to Next Home. I've really been pushing, especially on Facebook, if you are looking to rent, please reach out to a property manager and don't try to find a Facebook advertisement. Go to an actual realtor company and get a hold of their property manager. It's just safer.
It costs my seller tens of thousands of dollars by not using a professional property manager.
Yes. Well, and even some of these renters, I helped a renter who was not a client of mine who sent money via, I think, Venmo or something, sight unseen to somebody, $2,200 or $4,400. Yeah. And I was just like, oh my gosh, you need to contact your bank. You need to put a hold on this, because the house he was renting was one that I knew had just sold and was not a rental. And I followed up with the other realtor on the other side, and she was like, no, this is not a renter. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And, you know, the price that he was being told was just too good to be true. And I said, you need an expert on that side to help you find an actual legitimate rental. And I know people are trying to do things inexpensively, and I get that. We all want to save money, but it just leads to a lot of headache.
Yes.
So.
Yep. Just closed on one Friday. That was a big headache. Thanks. Yep. It was duplex. Hey, sweet guy, but I really wish he would have. He's a professional.
Yes. So, again,
destroyed the house, lost months and months and months of income. And anyway.
Yes. So look at all your options. I just encourage that. And meet with some professionals. And if it just doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But I just really encourage that in the long run. So, All right. Let's do some fun facts, Kirk.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Okay. I'm going to quiz Jamie because she loves quizzes.
I do. Yep. It's my favorite.
And just so I'll preface with, I can probably ask every single agent in town. No one would know the answers to these, so don't blame Jamie if she looks stupid. How many current listings do you think are out there in general? This includes land, houses, commercial.
Like that's for sale right now?
Yes.
236.
629.
Wow. Okay.
There's 265 residential. There's 266 land, 24 multifamily. Did I say 47 commercial?
No, you didn't say that.
And 19 commercial leases.
Okay.
Okay. The next fun fact is, or quiz question is, what's the average list price of active listings for residential, just houses?
330.
360. Average list price for land?
23,000.
I would have said 50. The answer is 131,000.
Holy.
That's totally catching me off guard.
Holy
just
moly.
Like the next one. So 266, and the average, and this is not, I don't know if people are putting commercial land on there or not, but
yeah.
Commercial, there's 47 active listings. Guess what the average list price is?
I was going to say it's high, so I'm going to say 250,000.
For a commercial building?
Oh, for a commercial building.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, 1 million.
Yes, 1.1 million.
Yeah. Because commercial land, everything I looked at in town, commercial land, like a lot, that like an actual small lot, those were high. And I just was shocked by, I had a client that was debating a building or a lot. And I remember looking at a lot and I was like, I think the lot was $500,000. And it was just enough to put a small building on. And I thought, my gosh, by the time we're there, you should have just bought the $1 million building, because you're going to be in like 2 million once you build the building and do the things you need.
I just closed on the one on one by our office.
Yeah.
Steeson, 3rd Street.
Yeah.
Across from, is that Michael's?
Okay, yeah.
Or the new bed, the bath, whatever, kitchen store there. I can't disclose who the buyer is, but that's what they're doing, is just, it's three lots, but it's smaller, and you can only do so much with that footprint. But they chose to go that route.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again,
so
I think if here's the big difference, and I could be wrong, but I think if you can do some of the work, if you have time or you have connections, because like I do have some clients that are like, and I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice from travel, but I feel like I do.
That's
have
air
some,
quotes travel.
Let's call
Las Vegas.
Some clients that are like, I have, I have somebody like my brother can do all the countertops, or I have somebody that can help me with this, this, and this. And so I think if you have help, then it's not as expensive. But if you don't have help and you're hiring right now, and I only say that because we brought in three contractors, met with them, and they even said because of gas prices, because of some of the tariffs, because of some of the different things going on right now, even some of their prices that they've never had to move up have gone up. And they just said, you know, they even gave us a quote and then said, we'll have to quote up a little bit depending on what it is when we go to get the lumber, let's say, or go to get this based on everything that's coming in right now. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. But so, but I mean, that's great that they're going to try to build.
If you lose your voice, I'm going to quietly clap inside.
It'll never be fully gone.
Multifamily guests. This is, you know, zero bedrooms up to four bedrooms or five bedrooms or more, I guess.
Okay.
They're all in there. There's 24 active listings. Guess what the average list price is for multifamily?
I'm going to say $500,000.
$1 million.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That seems crazy.
So zero bedroom, the average, there's three of them. Okay. Average price is 426. Multifamily, two bedroom, there's five active. Average price is 1.168.
Okay.
Three bedroom, jump. There's one of them for four, basically 500,000. And then four bedrooms, there's one for 323,000. And then five bedrooms or more, there's 14 at an average of 1.2. So that gets, that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
Interesting. I had no idea. Let's skip the rentals. This is for, we put our stuff on. I think we were the only ones that put our rentals on the MLS. Let's go average days on market real quick. So what do you think the average days on market for active listings right now are?
I'm going to still say 35 days.
63.
Okay. That was going to be my second
guess. And that, let's see, basically 0 to 1 bedroom, 62, 2 bedroom, 67, 3 bedroom, 72, and then 4 bedrooms falls down to 42, and then 5 or more goes back up to 67.
So really, four bedroom is the most desirable.
Yeah, that's what I, that's the way I read it.
Okay.
Land, what's the average days on market? Take a stab.
Oh my gosh, 365.
Golly, close. 383. But that's why we do list land for a year, because it does take a long. There's 266 active listings. Let's see, commercial. Average list price, 1.1. We already talked about that. Average days on market is 251. Again, why we usually do commercial for a year, because it does take a while to sell those bad boys. The multifamily's average days on market is 108.
But that seems shocking to me.
Yeah, but the five or more is what's doing it, because there's 14 of them at an average list price of 1.2 million, average days on market 155. So that's what's pulling it down. The other stuff is mostly 30 to 50 days.
Okay.
So if that makes more sense for you.
Yeah.
I don't want to go the median list price. Let's go. I'm going to jump down to the sales stuff. Again, I'm just looking for the month of, I'm doing a June snapshot.
Okay.
So this is the active listing stuff, like to the second, and then June stuff is all rolled up. So average days on market. Let me ask you this. How many of the houses that were listed out there actually sold? A percentage.
Of the 600? That was our active listings.
There's 300 active listings, but...
Okay. How many...
How many actually sell when you...
I'm going to say two-thirds of them.
So...
I need a different number?
50%.
Okay.
So there's 202 listed, 103 of them sold, so the sold percentage is 51%. What do you think the average sales price is for residential?
360.
Wow. You know, that's, and then I'm sorry, that's average list price, and the average sales price has got to be really close to this, which it is. 98% list price to sales price, like it's been for 23 years. Average days on market for the ones that sold?
55.
22.
Okay.
Yep. So the ones that sold, so if
they're moving
price
fast.
Well and they show well,
yep.
You know, you can expect about 3 weeks on average. Let's see what else is kind of funny in here. List price to sales price is about the same for all residential. Average, let's see, 0 to 1 bedroom. I'm just kind of looking at, see if there's any fun ones that jump out. That's probably it. Let's do land though real quick.
Okay.
We've been doing a lot of land lately.
Yeah, it's really been picking up. I feel like a lot of people are sitting on things either to build in the future, to own and sell in the future, or just to... I don't know. I have people that have just purchased land.
So of this, so X amount was listed in June, X amount sold in June. What do you think that sold percentage is? It was 50 for houses.
I'm going to say 25.
Yeah, 32.
Okay.
So you're real close. Average list price was 85,000. Average sales price was 70,000. So 80% list price of sales price. Average days on market, about 2 months.
Oh, okay.
So for the ones that sold.
Yeah.
Not the active ones, but
right.
the ones that sold. So again, it all comes down to being smart with your pricing and finding the sweet spot where you're actually going to get an offer on it. That's it. Those are my fun facts.
All right.
Fantastic.
Well, I think we have to take a quick break, and then we'll be back just to talk about some things that are going on in the market and Fairbanks.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio. Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week, every hour, every day. Plus, 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And Jamie.
All right, so if you're just joining us, we have just kind of been telling you some fun facts of things going on in the market. I did want to share, so I've had a lot of buyers reach out. I don't know what happens to me in the summertime, but it's just a big buyer's market for me. Kirk definitely has a really big listing market. So,
it ebbs and flows. It has for 23 years.
Yes.
I think last year I had 2/3 buyers, 1/3.
Yeah.
This year it's 2/3 sellers. And 1/3.
I mean, knock on wood, there's no complaints here. I will help any. I mean, I don't pick and choose. I will list. I will,
Definitely
work with buyers, but I definitely am hearing, I think sometimes the buyers are still very, very surprised on how quick things go. And a perfect example of this would be that I booked a buyer. He wanted to wait a couple days to go see a property. We got the approved to go see that property, and that property went pending within, I think, 48 hours. Mm. And I regret not saying, I should have said, I really think that this will go very, very quickly. And normally I do say that to all my clients regardless, that I just think, but I think sometimes they think that I'm trying to push the sale to go much quicker, like we should go see it now. So another property just hit, and I said, I'm going to book us today. So we actually have a showing today, and then another property for another client hit that she wanted to see. And the schedule on this property is the weirdest showing schedule I've ever seen in my life.
Just put one on today that I think is weirder, but go ahead.
Yes, like there was only three showings today. There was no showings yesterday, and then there's like no showings for 5 days. So it must be around the tenant or the person staying at the property schedule, which again totally makes sense. But I was like, oh my gosh, if you want to see this, just because again, if this is something that interests you as a buyer, we really want to get that offer in. I just think that there's something to be said about having an offer in very, very quickly.
Yes.
To be considered, whether or not we put in contingents or whether or not we
there's still competing offers, man.
Yes. And so
I think my last three listings all got competing offers.
Yes. And I was more frustrated because my one buyer said, oh, I really liked this property. It had already gone pending. Then here we tried to set up an appointment. It went pending while we hadn't even been able to go see it. And now I found something else. And so I'm just like, I feel like I want to move very, very quickly, even if that means I need to clear my schedule to get in. Or if I'm busy, then I need to work with my colleagues to get them in to see it ASAP.
Yep.
Because I swear in the summertime, it's worse than it is anywhere else. So I think a couple things happen. It's either a property that's been sitting for a long time, then by the time you want to see it, it's going to go and it's going to go competitively. That seems to always happen. Or properties in the summer just really start going and they really start moving.
And just so you know, nationally and in Fairbanks North Pole, the lowest days on market, meaning the highest concentration of buyers, is in May and June.
Yes.
So
I just really want my clients, I think as buyers, I want to encourage you. I cannot stress enough, you have to get your lender approved letter. I cannot tell you that how many times I keep stressing, please send me your pre-approval letter, please send it to me, let me look it over, because sometimes you get something from your bank, but it's not everything we need. Or even another perfect example is I've had clients that we've looked for so long that the letter has actually expired. And so we need to get more stuff to the bank. Again, it's not hard stuff to get to your lender, but it's really frustrating for all parties when we're writing a competitive offer. And then I'm still waiting for you to get your pre-approval letter because I cannot submit without that information.
Yeah.
And so,
sometimes it takes days for it.
Yes.
Last offer I wrote, it was on land and it took 2 days to get the
pre-approval
letter.
Yes. And I just don't, to me, I'm not frustrated. I'll wait as long as it takes, but it's very frustrating when you're like, oh my gosh, I want to get that offer and this is the perfect property or this is the perfect land or this is the perfect house. And we're going to lose out because we missed out on the pre-approval letter. And so I just really, really encourage you, if you are starting to look and it's something that you're considering, go talk to your lender. If you have questions, talk to your realtor and then make sure that you're going back to the lender to have everything that you need. I always ask that I be CC'd in now on the lender so that I can say, do we have everything? Do you need anything? Are you missing anything? So that way, because sometimes I love lenders, but they sometimes use big terms that I'm like, can you be really specific? We don't understand this. And sometimes I feel like, as a buyer, you'll say something to me like, I don't know what they're asking for. And I'll say, great, let's just ask them for specifics. Are they asking for what piece of paper do you exactly need? Do you need a tax form? What exactly do we need to send you that we can send you? So break it down in layman's terms so we can understand, so we can get you this ASAP. Because they should be doing that. When I met with the lender, they said a lot of stuff and I started laughing and I went, I have a college degree. Everything you said made no sense. You've got to break it down to me so I know exactly what. Or even as I'm sending forms, I'm like, are you asking for access to my bank account? That just doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
And they're like, no, I just need a snapshot of what's currently in there. And I'm like, that makes more sense. But the way it's phrased, it looked like they were asking me for access to my bank. And I just went, that makes no sense. Why would I give a lender? Like, I'm not going to give you access to my bank account. Like, that doesn't make sense. So again, it's just asking those questions. But if you need help, that's of course what we're here for as a realtor, 100%. So I just encourage that. But I just cannot stress enough, get your pre-approval in. Even if you're considering, I can't tell you how many clients are just like, I just want to go look. And I think, and then we get there and they're like, oh my gosh, I really like this. Yes, we want to put in an offer. And I'm just like, well, they've already got an offer going. And you don't even have your pre-approval letter. The odds are we're probably going to miss this.
I commonly won't even go look at a house until they're pre-approved.
Yes.
Just...
And I normally do the same,
I've been
but I
burned
cannot,
before.
Yes, I cannot tell you how many people think that they're pre-approved. And by the time I get that pre-approval letter, like they'll send it to me or they'll finally show it to me on their phone. It's not, it's like the pre-approval. Like they did most of the stuff, but they didn't actually finish it.
Like I had one recently that they're a contractor. They work for six different people. They had to do six different verification of incomes.
Yes.
And it's a lengthy process. And they're, you know, they might work on a toke or they, and just getting a hold of the employer might be difficult.
Yes.
And it's,
and that's, I think,
so I agree with you.
And that's the most frustrating. And I want to say this other thing. I think that I cannot, and again, there's absolutely no judgment. I am not, I would say this for our whole brokerage, and I'd like to say this for all realtors. But
I judge you all the time, by the way.
I know. We're not interested. I'm not interested. We're not interested in selling a house to somebody that cannot afford a house.
Yeah,
and,
for
and
sure.
And I've had clients that by the time the pre-approval came in, it was a lot less than they thought it was going to be for by their income. And they thought, they don't want a house yet. You know, they thought, oh, they're going to be approved, let's say for $250 or $350, and it comes back for $185. And that really is a condo or maybe a townhouse, but really you're looking at a condo or mm-hmm. you're looking at a fixer-upper, and a lot of lenders won't lend on a fixer-upper. And so I've had clients that I've sat down and said, it's okay. This is great. We know where you're at. We have to get your credit score up. And here's the kind of the things the lender has told you what you need to do or where you're at. Let's meet. And I think
3 months, 6 months, a year,
yes.
whatever it is. Yeah.
And here's where you'll be. And then we can get you this. And this might be your starter home. And then we can get you where you're looking or whatever.
Yeah. Be here for 3 years and then.
Yes. Yeah. And then I'm like, I'll just stay in touch with you. I'll touch base in about 6 months, see where you're at with things. And that doesn't upset me at all because, but I think they feel bad. Like, oh my gosh, I just met with you. I wasted your time. It's not a waste of time. To me, we got you in step one of where you needed to be. We got you going in the process. We've connected you in all the right connections. And I'd much rather do that.
And you got an education.
Yes. Yeah. And so now you've met all your resources.
Now you know what you need to, how, what it's going to cost to buy the home.
100%.
Down payment
yes.
and closing cost. And
I'd much rather do this than for some reason, hypothetically, you get a lender that could say, oh, yeah, you can afford. Like, I will be, like, our lender was, when we first got our lender, based on where I was working, he was like, he approved us for an insane amount in my head. And I just went, that just seems really high. And I mean, lucky. I mean, I'm very fortunate to be approved, but I did not want a huge house payment. I just didn't want to do, I really wanted to be frugal because we had things that we wanted to do, things we wanted to buy. I wanted a new car.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I know we can't buy my new car until we buy the house. We have to do everything in order. And so it was more like, I thought it was great, but I was like, I had plans. So when we first put our offer in, he was like, that's all you're getting? And I was like, yes.
We had to do the same self-policing because we moved back up here. We're at 2003-ish. And that's back when they were doing no-doc loans. And they're like, just tell us what you want. I'm like, what? And so we self-policed and said, well, this is what we want to pay a month. So we worked backwards. And and we also, I mean, we could have probably bought $1 million house because they weren't policing back then.
Yeah.
And I were like, we need something humble to start with here. And
And that's, I mean, that's pretty much where we were.
That's what we can afford or what we are comfortable with.
Yes.
But we never want somebody to be a house poor.
And that's, and I think that's also important is that you also have honest conversations with your, like my last client was just like, they were pre-approved for a very high number. And they said, we'd really like to start here because we want a starter home and we want to do A, B, and C, and here's how we want to invest our money. And I said, this makes so much more sense. Let me reconfigure everything and let me resend all. I said, I'm so sorry. Like, not sorry in the sense that I was sending them what they were approved for. I thought that's what we were going for because they had sent me something that they had first considered. So But once I figured out exactly where their goals were, what they were looking at, I was able to send them something where they were saving a lot more money, what they wanted to build, what they were looking for. So we did a total 180. And so again, I was like, please be totally honest with me as your realtor so I know what we're looking for versus me just sending like, here's what you're approved for, here's your area, here's what you're saying. I was like, rip the Band-Aid off. Tell me where we're going.
That's the way I like it.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, okay. And I said, this is going to so help me find exactly what you're like, needle in the haystack. Yes. And so then I sent them three houses. But I was also, I think, really grateful that we could just have these honest conversations. So I just really want to encourage buyers, get your pre-approval, be honest and real about what you're looking for. And again, don't overspend.
You guys, enjoy your Saturday. Happy holidays tomorrow to all those dads out there. Please stay tuned for Behind the Mission with United Way. Enjoy your day.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.